Young Susan was a blooming maid, so valiant, stout and bold. And when a sailor went to sea, young Susan, we are told, put on a jolly sailor's dress and daubed her hands with tar, to cross the raging seas for love on a British man of war. It was in Portsmouth Harbour this gallant ship was moored, and when young Susan shipped, there were 900 men on board. 'Twas then she was contented, all bedaubed with pitch and tar, to be with her sweet William on a British man of war. When in the Bay of Biscay she aloft like lightning flew, respected by her officers and all the jovial crew. In battle she would boldly run, not fearing wound or scar, and did her duty by her gun on a British man of war. And she faced the walls of China, where her life was not insured. And little did young William think that his Susan was on board, but by a cruel cannonball she did receive a scar, and she got sorely wounded on a British man of war. When on the deck young Susan fell, of all the whole ship's crew, oh, young William was the very first who to her assistance flew. She said, "Me jolly sailor, I for you received a scar. Behold your faithful Susan on a British man of war." Then William on his Susan gazed with wonder and surprise. He stood a moment motionless while the tears stood in his eyes. He cried, "I wish instead of you I had received that scar. Oh, love, why did you venture on a British man of war?" At length to England they returned, and quickly married were. The bells did ring and they did sing, and banished every care. They often think upon that day when she received that scar, when Susan followed a true love on a British man of war.